The Lesson Tee with Steve Riggs begins now.
Any golfer who's looking for more distance off the tee box and or who might desire maybe some straighter shots with a little better launch angle, you need to listen up as I talk to three gentlemen about a new product called the Mirror Tee. Mark Chantel is the inventor of the Mirror Tee. He's a simple tool and die maker from Goffstown, New Hampshire. Next, we've got Ken Collins, who is a master club fitter and owner of Custom Clubs in Manchester, New Hampshire. Custom Clubs spelled with a K, not a C. He has 33 years of experience fitting and building clubs as well as teaching. He is also a teaching professional, and he is one of the top 100 club fitters in the U.S. as designated by Golf Digest. Ken is also a member of the Professional Club Makers Society and has also served on their board of directors. And finally, Peter Murphy is an international golf teaching professional. Some of Peter's credits include he's a former director of instruction at the Hank Haney Golf Schools, national golf coach for Team China, Team India, Team Japan, and currently, I believe, he is the national coach for Team Morocco. In short, Peter moves in some pretty heady golf circles, affording him an opportunity to gain real insight into what works and what doesn't in the world of golf. Mark, let's start with you. How did the idea for the Mirror Tee get started, and how has it evolved from your initial idea?
Well, good morning, Steve, and thank you for having us. Basically, I believe that my story is very typical of any inventor's story. I was playing golf one day. I overheard the owner of the golf course complaining that he had to pick up the broken tees on the tee boxes of the course before he mowed. So at that point, I was just thinking, boy, he has to mow once a week, so he probably have to pick these up once a week. And I'm thinking, my God, that's a lot of trees. So needless to say, the next day, I'm at work on my break. I stopped making golf tees. And from there, I was using a variety of different materials. And we ended up, I was playing with probably about five different materials at that time. And I shortened up the design as far as lightening it up and made it hollow and took all the material out of the design that I could. And you end up with this design. Needless to say, I was at a patent lawyer's office within probably a week. I'm describing the design to him.
Right.
And he says, so you want to mirror the ID to the OD, meaning the ball seat angles are mirrored 45 degrees,
right.
Hence the mirror tee.
Right.
From there, 17 months later, after showing the new dimple pattern balls that just came out to the patent office, the points of contact become uniform and stable with my design,
right.
Whereas I didn't even know you could lean the tee at that time.
Right.
I was basically thinking of how to save trees in the very beginning.
You've come up with an incredible, incredible product. This tee is, it's almost indestructible. You know, in addition to your initial thought, the way the ball is positioned on the tee and the way the tee is positioned in relationship to the ground, you also discovered some interesting aerodynamic concepts. Can you briefly tell us about that?
Yes, we had Chris Walker out of Trent Park Golf Course in North London.
Uh-huh.
He's connected with HampshireGolfCourses.com.
Right.
They tested it for me out of the ground, and what they found was there was a symmetrical ball flight arc, meaning from point A to point B, it took the flattest line, and they described it as the energy moving the most efficiently forward with wind-piercing results, and they love it. From what I understand, everybody that I've talked with, they're saying that in order to achieve that symmetrical ball flight arc, there has to be reduced spin.
Reduced spin and also, I would presume, reduced friction.
Yes.
So there has been some testing around the world, and there's one that really caught my eye that you shared with me, and I looked, I checked on, and that was the one that was done in the United Kingdom. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I was just trying to spread the good word,
right,
about my product.
Right.
And these folks offered to test it for us, and they did it with 400-plus hits. And they were amazed at what they've seen, and they just want to get behind it. And I've had conversations with Tom Washon recently in Durango, Colorado, and he assures me that he's going to slice and dice the design. And as a matter of fact, he is partially responsible, because Tom is world-renowned.
Absolutely.
He's partially responsible for pointing me in the direction of Ken Collins. Peter turned out to be a great friend. I met Peter through a marketing company, the Mark Andrew Group,
right,
who is a good friend of Peter.
Others in the golf industry, one of which you mentioned, Tom Washon, who I knew years and years ago from my days in my home state of Ohio. I can tell our listeners that in addition to the testing that's been done here to four, which we're going to find out in a second from Ken, that there's when Tom Washon gets done with the Mirror Tee, he's probably going to know as much, if not more, about it than you. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Amen.
Well, listen, Ken, first I want to thank you for making your two telephones available for this interview. And how are you doing up there in New Hampshire? I mean, we've got two guys in New Hampshire and one in Texas. So how are you doing up there in New Hampshire?
Well, right now, Steve, we're very busy at that time of year. Weather-wise, we've had fair weather, but today's a little rainy and a little cool, but we can deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, it is New Hampshire and it is New England, and just, you know, stick your finger outside and the weather's going to change if you hang out long enough.
You're right.
Listen, when and I, because I've had experience with inventors and designing products and so on and so forth, so I'm going to ask this question of both you and of Peter. When Mark first came to you with this this concept and this product, what was your reaction, you know, from a guy showing up talking to you about something called a plastic tee that, you know, has been around?
Well, you're right, Steve. Plastic tees have been around quite a few years now, so the initial concept was, okay, looks a little different, and we'll see what happens. But I talked to Mark, and we started giving it some personal testing inside here. We don't have the ability, like Tom's going to have, to use robotic testing.
Right.
We do a lot with golfers ranging from 30 handicap down to scratch plus golfers.
Right.
So we were able to do a destructibility test, if you want to call it that, and it virtually is indestructible. And I was able to do some personal testing outside, playing, hit some balls, and my golf partner in one of our leagues mentioned, you know, could I try it? So I gave him one, and the first drive he hit came about 10 yards short of going out of bounds beyond the green itself, which is about 275. It's a short par four at one of the courses we play.
Right. Still sticking with you, Ken, the design of this tee is really interesting to me. In addition to what Mark was talking about, the hollowness of the tee, but also the bevel on the top,
right,
where the ball seats in, I'm going to presume that actually, at the moment of impact, coupled with the hollowness of the tee, would you kind of agree in general principle that that is one of the major reduction factors in friction?
Absolutely. Not only the reduction of friction, but with the hollowness of the tee, it creates such a quick, subtle suction. It does reduce the spin of the ball by reducing the RPMs. It does flatten out the trajectory and on landing increases the roll.
Sure. Peter, are you with me?
Yes, Steve.
What was your knee-jerk reaction to this product when you first saw it?
Well, Steve, you know, thanks for having me on the show. You know, initially, obviously, everyone's going to be a little bit skeptical.
Right.
Whether a tee can do,
right,
you know, what it says it can do. But, you know, as soon as you put the tee into operation and you see the results that it gets out on the driving range or on the golf course compared to a wooden tee, I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, that anybody who's playing the game needs to play with this particular tee. I mean, you know, I've had results anywhere from, you know, 15 to 40 yards improvement.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then also just, you know, improvement in their control. I mean, it eliminates a lot of the side spin on the ball. The ball goes definitely a lot straighter, you know, and not only, you know, have I seen a benefit with, you know, the better players and professionals, but, you know, just even the amateur players that, you know, typically curve the ball a lot more than professional golfers.
Right.
You know, their ball goes a lot straighter. And so all that wasted distance, you know, where the ball was curving offline has now been eliminated, and now the ball is going more in a direct approach to the hole. So, you know, it definitely made a big difference to every person I've given the tee to. I've only had one person that initially didn't like the tee because it went too straight.
That's
new.
They
liked seeing the ball draw too much, and they couldn't get used to aiming straight. But, you know, once I showed them in distance, you know, they gained about 20 yards more than their own tee. They were willing to hit the ball straight with the mirror tee. So.
Yeah, well, you know, as Hogan used to say, it's one of the toughest shots in golf, and I think it was just made a little bit easier with the mirror tee.
Well, it has been made easier because it is very difficult to curve the ball when you use this tee.
Virtually, there's no spin at impact.
You know, it definitely improved. You know, it changed the launch of the ball. You know, it does fly a little bit higher initially off the club. You know, it definitely lowers the amount of backspin on the golf ball.
Right.
But, you know, also the added benefit is, you know, once the ball does land, the ball typically seems to roll a lot further out than it does with a conventional tee.
Right.
So you seem to be getting the added benefit of distance through the air plus additional roll on the ground.
Right. Did you encourage any of your international players that have seen this to experiment with how they put the tee in the ground? In other words, whether they had it listing at, I don't know, 17 and a half degrees forward towards the target, or having it listing directly away from them. Did you work with them on that at all?
Yeah, we've done some of that. Obviously, when you put, typically what I would do is I put the tee directly straight into the ground and then lean it as forward as possible.
Right.
That benefit there is, you know, the ball will just fly directly in a straight line.
Sure.
When you have the tee, what I found, when you have the tee leaning away from you as you set up to the ball at address,
right,
you know, the ball would typically have a little bit more of a right to left shape, you know, for a right-handed player.
Right.
And then straighten out. So, yeah, I've definitely tried all the different angles. The best results I've had is when, you know, I just put the tee straight in the ground and lean it directly in the direction you want the ball to go.
Right, just have it list forward towards the target.
Absolutely. It definitely flies a lot better in windy conditions than a regular tee, you know, especially into the wind.
Right, right.
It makes a huge difference.
I want to get back to you, Mark, for just one second. What are the lengths of the mirror tee?
Presently, they're 3 1/4 inch,
okay,
and I have 2 3/4 inch. In both designs, the ball seat are the exact same dimensions on width, same exact angle, degrees, everything.
Right.
And it's just they're different in length. They have a little bit different taper.
These are reusable items. What is the retail on the mirror tee package going to be as you see it right now? What is it like if somebody goes to the website? And also, how many tees are in a package?
Well, presently there's 3 tees to a pack.
Okay.
And it's $9.99 with free shipping.
Okay. I'm sure, Peter, you've got a couple of anecdotal stories. What type of reaction are you getting from these people that could be anywhere from top amateurs to almost royalty around the world that have seen this for the first time? What are they doing?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity, obviously, to present this tee to many players around the world. I've spent a lot of time in India. I've given them to all the national team. In fact, our national team used them in competition for the last year's Asian Games competition in
really?
China. We were fortunate to win a silver medal, so that was good.
Well, congratulations.
You know, a lot of players from there, you know, that play over in the European Tour are using the tees in the Asian Tour. You know, I spent a lot of time with in Japan last year also at the Asian Amateur. Have the product in front of Ryo Ishikawa right now, who's testing the tee about putting it in competition.
Right.
And even this past week when I was in Morocco, the tee's now being used by a number of players that play both European and European Challenge Tour, and also had the opportunity to pass the tee along to an avid golfer with the royal family over there. So the Prince of Morocco is very keen now to use the tee in competition himself. So the response has been great. I mean, whether it's been amateur players or professional players, they can all see the benefit of the tee and what it does. You know, they've been using the tee straight away. And as soon as they see the results, you know, they can see that they need to use this tee in competition. So, I mean, the response has been excellent.
And this tee is perfectly legal under the USGA and the RNA.
Yeah, we've had approval by both organizations.
I know that one rating company has given their unsolicited endorsement when Rank Mark puts their seal on something. This product is real. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
I would agree 100%. Rank Mark seal of approval is very recognized.
Peter, is Rank Mark held in the same regard that it is here in the United States?
Yes, Steve. Yeah, it's well recognized as being prestigious, yes.
Peter, thank you for joining us from Dallas.
Thanks, Steve.
And Ken, you two gentlemen, keep each other honest and on a straight path up there in New Hampshire.
Thank you, Steve.
Mark, you take care of yourself and good luck.
Thank you, Steve. It's been my pleasure.